Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. Well, this has become a trend, hasn't it? 5 out of 6 weeks in the regular season left, the Raiders are 6-7. Another late season collapse, the third straight, has happened. Doesn't mean that they can't rebound from this one, but when you lose 5 out of 6 in November and December, that's a late season collapse. Now, again, they have time to get out of it, but right now things are not great. All the same problems are happening on offense. Turnovers, third down, can't run, can't protect the quarterback. Receivers other than Hunter Renfro aren't getting open. It's happened continuously. Everybody's excited about Deshaun Jackson. He's had one good game in 5. That doesn't mean he can't be good the rest of the way, but he hasn't been a huge difference maker. Guys, Foster Moreau gets his chances with Waller out. Doesn't do much with it as a starter. I'm a Foster Moreau fan, but he hasn't done much with it in his chance as a starter. Bryan Edwards, a starter, not doing anything. Zay Jones, how much have we had Zay Jones push down our throats? Oh, they really like Zay Jones. They really like Zay Jones. Zay Jones is not an average NFL starter. You know, there's not enough guys are taking the next level and stepping up. Not enough of them are. And it's hurting. And, you know, and this Kansas City game was embarrassing. It was the biggest margin of victory in the 62 years of this rivalry. 39 points they lost by. And then they stomp on the logo. Yannick Ngakoue said, hey guys, let's do this. Derek Carr after the game didn't sound too thrilled about it. Neither did KJ Wright. Rich Pacella, the interim head coach on Monday, didn't like it either. But they did it. They did it in a mass. Is that why they lost the game? No. They lost the game because they were not as good as the Chiefs. The Chiefs are a lot better. But they had the audacity to do it, so they should have had the guts to back it up, and they didn't. I mean, I don't know. If you've lost 4 out of 5, including to this team at home by 27 points 4 weeks ago, do you do that? It was almost like they did it for more to convince themselves than to intimidate the fans or the Chiefs. And it didn't work. But again, it was silly, it was embarrassing, and they looked like morons. But in the list of the issues, that's not that big a deal, you know. But, you know, you got people like Derek Carr talking about character, and even Divine Diablo, the rookie, mentioned some things. I think he's going to be really, really good. He's played well, and he just acts like a vet. I remember I did a story, I talked to his Virginia Tech defensive coordinator this summer, and he said, hey, this guy's going to be something. And I think he's going to be really good. So that's something to be excited about. But, you know, that's stuff to be excited about in the offseason. I don't know if, you know, right now you focus on the season because this is what it is. But let's see him get some more play this season. Malcolm Kuntz, 2 sacks in 2 games. What took so long to get him on the field? But, yeah, let's do it. You know, Tim Brown wants to see fire. Charles Woodson wants to see fire. Rich Gannon wants to see fire. Certainly Mark Davis wants to see fire. You all want to see fire. But you know what? There is a little hope because Cleveland, they play on Saturday in a short week. They, on Tuesday, this is being recorded on Tuesday, they put 8 players, including some key offensive players, Hooper, the tight end, Landry, the receiver, Teller, the stud guard, on the COVID list. They're already going to be without Kareem Hunt. The Raiders should win this game, right? You would think. It's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be low scoring. I think it's going to be close. The weather is supposed to be gnarly. It's going to be played mostly at night, and it's going to be in the low 30s, and it's going to be windy and rainy, supposedly. Remember last year when they played in Cleveland, it was very windy. It was November 1st. I don't think it was much rain, but it was windy, and the Raiders won 16-6. Yeah, I think this is going to be a low-scoring affair. You know, Derek Carr hasn't played well in the wet. And the Raiders gave up 5 turnovers against City. They can't be doing that. The offensive line can't let Myles Garrett come in and smoke Derek Carr. So, it's going to be interesting. But they have a shot. And if they have it, and they win that game, they'll still have a slight chance. But then they'll have to, okay, if we win the next 3, then let's take our chances. They lose one more. If they go 9-8, it isn't going to happen. They're 6-7 right now. So we'll see. But maybe you get this one game, and then you get home to a Denver team that you're better than at home. You get that. Now you're looking, okay, we're 8-7. We have a shot. We'll see. But they just got to start winning. And all the offensive problems that I talked about, those got to stop. And I don't know if they stop at this point. I don't. You are what you are at some point, right? And I just don't know if a problem that's been much of this season, if those just clear up. If they all of a sudden run the ball, they all of a sudden convert on third down, they all of a sudden, the receivers other than Renfro show up, they all of a sudden protect Derek Carr. I don't know if that happens consistently at this point. You know, we're going to be hearing a lot of talk of house cleaning. I did a little poll on Silver and Black Pride. What college coach would you rather have? And this is not just regulated to these two guys. There's just been rumors about Jim Harbaugh, and there's been rumors about Dabo Swinney. So I said, well, who'd you rather if it was just these two? And, you know, I would pick Harbaugh, and I wrote that, and that was the overwhelming choice because he's had success in the NFL level. Dabo Swinney's never coached or played in the NFL. So that's what I would give it to Harbaugh. But, hey, this is going to be a lot. I don't even know if those two guys are going to be in the picture. I would be surprised if either one was. But you know me, never say never, but I think it's going to be an offensive, you know, I don't know necessarily offensive, but it's going to be an NFL assistant or former head coach, you know, and we'll see. And, you know, Mark Davis is going to make change, and if they don't make the playoffs, he's definitely going to make change. So it looking like change is coming. So we'll see. But yeah, the Kansas City game where they just got punched in the face and same problems. And the defense has been slipping since the bye. And if you don't believe me, well, they're 1-5 since the bye. I know the defense is feisty. I know it tries. I know it has a good pass rush. I know the coverage is better. But there are still issues there. But the inconsistency on offense is the biggest deal. I mean, that's what it is. Is it Derek Carr's fault? I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, he didn't screw up most of the turnovers. He had one. He didn't give himself bad protection. He didn't get open for himself. You know, right? He did not run the ball well because the running backs weren't running the ball. I mean, it wasn't all him. But I don't know if, you know, I think he's a good player. I don't know if he's the answer, but we'll see. You know, if they want to trade him next offseason, they can because he'll have 1 year left on his contract and they can get a decent package for him. It's all going to depend who's making the decisions. It all depends on that. I think, this is not a report, this is my mind, if there's a new general manager and a new head coach and they say, you know what, it's been 8 years, this guy. We're going to come in here. Let's start fresh. Let's get some draft picks. Let's start over. I would think, and again, this is just my opinion, I would think Mark Davis would say, okay, if you guys think that's the right way to go and you can give me a plan, I think that he may be into that. But I think he'd be very open to having Derek Carr as well, so who knows? I mean, that's a conversation for another day, but another day soon, because, you know, the last game in the regular season's the 9th. And if they don't make the playoffs from, you know, January 10th on, it's all about what's next. And we're going to have to be talking about that a lot. And that's only in less than 4 weeks. So, yeah, it's a coming. It's coming. But right now, got the Browns game. We don't know if Darren Waller is going to play. Again, the weather is going to be wild. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. The Browns got all those guys on COVID list. That's an advantage for the Raiders. And, you know, the COVID's going around the league like crazy this week. As of this recording, the Raiders haven't put anybody on. But, you know, it's happening everywhere, so we'll see. But, again, they got to win this game to stay afloat and just give you guys some fun, right? You want fun, and it hasn't been fun lately. So with that, we'll take off. You know me, I don't need to talk all friggin' day. I say what I want. I try to make you a smarter Raider fan. And there you go. So take care. Enjoy this holiday season. Be safe. Be happy. Enjoy the Saturday game. I'll talk to you next week. Take care, everybody. This is Bill Williamson, and this is Silver and Black Pride.